Welcome to the Online Success Journey Podcast, your opportunity to discover and learn from entrepreneurs like yourself. This is not your typical podcast, but a place where you can get the real story and find out how real people encounter speed bumps and detours, but journey through to find success. Now here's your host for the Online Success Journey Podcast, Patience.
Hello everyone and welcome to Online Success Journey. This is episode 231. Are you ready to join the clan? Today we have Michelle Marie, the host and the creator of the Put Your Passion to Work podcast and Profitable Coaching Academy. She's living proof that you can do it all and have it all, even as a busy mom, a wife, and a full-time 9-to-5. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Patience. How are you today?
I am fine. Thank you for coming. I know the clan here is anxious to hear your story, so let's get started with the basics. Can you tell my clan a little bit about your background, about what you did before you started your online business?
Absolutely, and I'm happy to be here. So yes, my name is Michelle Marie. I own putyourpassiontowork.com. I'm a mindset and business coach. I started my online journey probably almost 2 years ago. And let me tell you, my journey started way before this. So as you alluded to in the intro, I am an engineer by trade. So I am a full-time 9-to-5er. And I wasn't necessarily ready to walk away from that and go full-time into entrepreneurship. However, I still had this itch to do something more. And I did a lot of self-discovery, a lot of journeying. I invested in my own coach. And through this process, it became very clear that although I'm an engineer by trade, I'm a coach by heart. Leading up into this online journey with my coaching business, I tried many different things. None of them really stuck. And it was because I was really not listening to my heart and my own definition of success. I had been chasing someone else's or society's or my parents' definition of success. And I think that's why it led me to feeling so unfulfilled in my career. I also, because I'm a wife and a mom, I have two little boys. I wasn't willing to climb the corporate ladder to make more income because what that would have meant for me in my career was that I would have to move out of the state away from all my family. I would have to work more hours to put in lots more work, lots more effort, time away from my family just to make that more income. And that really didn't speak to my desires of having more time, having more freedom, and more income. So that's kind of what led me to starting Put Your Passion to Work. And it's been a wild ride ever since. And now I feel so much more fulfilled because I am putting my passion to work. And that's really my mission for my business, for other people.
Wow. What a background, Michelle.
I know, that's just the short version too.
Okay, thank you for sharing. What is the most dangerous belief an online entrepreneur can have?
Well, I think mindset is so important, and to know that although you're online and you feel like the world is at your fingertips, that it is not an overnight success. I tell my clients all the time, if you're looking for overnight success, if you're looking to make six figures in the next 3 months, that is not the norm and that won't happen. And even sitting here saying this, I know that it's very difficult, but I've seen the success stories and I've heard the stories that has happened with people. But what you don't see is their journey leading up to that. So someone who you have seen who's quote unquote made it in the online space, that has that 6 or 7 figure revenue or profit, what you don't see is the years and years of work they put behind the scenes. You're just now seeing that end result. So I always say, don't compare your beginning to someone else's middle or end because it looks so different. And to be honest, we're not all trying to make 6 or 7 figures. A lot of my clients, patients, they just need to make $1,000 to $2,000 a month to be able to stay at home with her newborn. So she's not really trying to land on the cover of Forbes. She just wants to use her life experience or her expertise, her schooling, her education to help other women through coaching. And coaching is that vehicle or that medium that we use.
Why do you do what you do?
Such a good question. I do what I do because I got very clear on what makes me tick as a person, my higher purpose, my passion. What am I naturally good at? What do I feel like I was put on this earth to do? To be honest, I don't think it's engineering, even though that's my career, which sounds so silly. I don't know about you. I came of age, like my adolescence was in the 90s. I was born in the 80s. I'm an 80s baby, but when I started going to grade school, middle school, and on to high school, that was like 90s, early 2000s. And there was this mindset that to be an artist or a creative, this starving artist mentality or picture, and it was like drilled into me, go to school, get a degree, get that piece of paper, then go work for a good company until you retire. And so many of us just listened to that and did that. And I'm not saying that's not the right answer. It just wasn't my soul's calling. And I think that's why year after year and time after time, I would go back to that same stuck feeling. Or another good feeling, or I should say another good indicator is if you're feeling, is this all there is? Or you're kind of like Groundhog Day, where it's like everything is the same and you go put in your 8 hours and you go home and you're like, I have to do it all over again tomorrow. That means you're not really fulfilling your soul's purpose. So I created this download. It's a guide. It's the ultimate guide to pursuing your passion. I asked myself the 7 questions that are in this guide, and it allowed me to be very clear and honest of what it was that I was naturally good at, that I loved doing. And what the answer is helping people. I love talking to people. I love helping people. Now, that's very broad. So how? I had to ask myself, how do I like to help people? I don't want to help someone when they're injured or bleeding. I don't want to help someone, you know, with their finances. I had to say, how can I help people, and lean into that? So like I said, this journey of self-discovery that I went on, I call it that now. It wasn't what I called it in the beginning. I didn't have a name for it. I just did the journaling. I did the work. I asked myself, got real. I also cleared my calendar because there was a lot of things I was saying yes to that I shouldn't have been, because I was trying to itch that scratch of like, I'm meant for something more. This isn't all there can be to life. And so I started doing all these other things, and that wasn't the answer either. So that's why I really, first of all, I love coaching. I love being a coach, but I also love receiving and getting coached, because through that process, all these things kind of come together and it can really change lives. It's so transformational. So I think that's the long way to answer like how I found my passion and put it to work. And since I've done that work, I want to help others do that work.
Let's put money aside. How do you know you are successful?
Yes, good question. To know you're successful is to know your personal definition of success. Something I take my clients through is that very same question in like the first 2 weeks of us working together. So I usually do 12-week programs, and I help personal growth journey coaching. And I also help women who have the same passion as me start their own coaching business. So instead of chasing your parents' definition of success, what is it that success looks like to you? And I know my answer. It's very simple. It's to be happy and healthy and to make 6 figures. Very general, right? What do I do with that? So I have to break that down a little further. And if that's a similar definition of success for you, you're in luck. Because I'll tell you, we might have the same exact definition of success, but the way we go about it in our daily life could be completely different. So to be happy, what does that mean? Where do I want to be happy in my life? I divide that into about 4 buckets. So if you had a piece of paper and you just split it in 4s, in the middle, I want you to write your definition of success. And then I want you to break it out by like 4 areas of your life. So for me, that looks like my career and business, my family, my relationships beyond my family, like friendships and networking. And the 4th one for somebody could be their spiritual, like their relationship with God or universe or source. It can be personal development, etc. So step 1 is to define your definition of success. Step 2 is to figure out what areas of your life are so important to you. And this is how we decide to quote unquote balance or get that work-life satisfaction in all areas. So for me to be happy with my family bucket, is to go hiking. We love hiking. We love to play board games. It's really that quality time. And let's say I'm killing it in the business and career bucket. I'm knocking it out of the park. Well, I'm successful there, but what does that really mean if my family bucket is lacking? So that's why it becomes very clear to define what does happiness look like for my family, for my career, for my business, for my spirituality, et cetera, whatever those things are for you. And then what does health look like? One thing I forgot to mention is one of those four buckets, and you don't have to have four, but that's what I recommend, is self. So it's like I cannot provide and show anyone else love and quality and good energy, my clients, if I myself haven't filled my own bucket. So how do I make myself happy? How do I make myself healthy? That's moving my body every day. That's working out 3 times a week. That might be different for you. That might be different for one of your listeners, what their definition of happiness and health looks like for themselves. Once I do that, I can then expand out into the other relationships, the other parts of my life.
But can anyone who turn their passion into a successful business?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And it's a double-edged sword. I'd say there's three things you want to do. You want to pursue something that you love, regardless if it's going to make you money. So that could be a hobby. That could be something intangible. I think that there's a million ways to be successful online and make money. Truly, there are. And if you need some ideas, or if you don't believe me, go listen to Nick Loper's Side Hustle Nation. I spent many years listening to his podcast, and you name it, there's someone making a ton of money at it. Amazon, FBA, e-commerce, Etsy shop, selling wedding favors made from wine corks. Like, you name it, there's success out there. So once you erase all that and you know I can make money doing anything, if you're going to put the hard work behind it, what really lights you up? What gives you energy? What can you do for hours without it feeling like work? Because let me tell you, there is work involved. And if it's not something that your heart is in, you're going to lose steam and you're not going to have that success, because guess what's going to happen? You're going to give up. It's not going to light you up. It's going to feel like work. And then we don't want to do something that feels so difficult when there's so many things we could do to marry that passion and that monetization of that passion. So that's why it's so important to get super clear. The thing that helped me through this was, money is not the reason. That sounds weird, right? Money is not the reason I'm starting an online business. Well, of course it is. Money is the outcome. Money is the result. We're not talking about starting a nonprofit. We're talking about starting a for-profit business. So if you knew that if you put in the hard work and the time, the money was guaranteed, what do you want to be known for? What lights your soul on fire? What do you want to leave an imprint on this earth with? That's your passion. Do that. Put in the work. The money will follow.
What have you learned from business as a whole?
So much. This is weird and counterintuitive, but again, a reason why I love the coaching industry is because I've learned more about myself and what makes me tick and how to be successful in my day-to-day life to set me up for success overall in this overarching business world. Something I didn't mention in my intro was that I have 2 business degrees. I have an undergrad and a master's degree in business. So I know very broadly about a lot of things of business and economics and marketing. All that's great, but it doesn't mean anything if you're not continuously learning, if you're not putting into practice what you learn, if you are not showing up in your day-to-day life, the minute moments. Are you living your best life? Are you doing everything you can to be successful with your definition? Because if you don't do that, then I truly believe you are hindering yourself from growth and expansion for your business. So the mindset is so important. It's marrying the heart with the head, with the logic, with the growth strategies, with the hardcore business strategies that you can employ to become successful. So don't ever lose that part of yourself where you need to make sure that your mindset is so positive and that even if the days are hard, I'm not saying be positive 24/7. That's not realistic. We're not all cheerful and, you know, Pollyanna, but we can definitely understand that what I'm feeling right now is normal. Everyone goes through it. Entrepreneurship's like a roller coaster, and it's important to move forward even though you're feeling like, I'm not successful. I'm a fraud. Who would listen to me? Who would buy from me? What is this? Like, that's normal thoughts. And to get over that hump of negative thinking and into positive thinking has been by far one of my most profound business experiences through this journey.
What makes a good discovery call? Tell us.
Oh, well, this is one of my favorite things to talk about. I have this roadmap. It's actually on sale right now, and I can pull parts of it for you and give you a little sneak peek. But really, what makes a good discovery call is taking the pressure off of closing the sale before that call ends. In a perfect scenario, that might happen. I've had it happen. But really what this is a conversation or a vetting process. So me, if I'm holding the discovery call and I'm talking to you as a potential client, I need to know where your head's at, and I need to make you feel confident and good that I can help you, like hold your hand, put you in my car, drive you to the destination, and get you to the other side. And the other side of that destination is the result or the transformation that I'm promising to give to you in exchange for dollars.
What if someone thinks they have found the passion, but is no longer lighting them up?
Yes, this happens all the time. So much people say, well, it just fizzled out and I worked so hard and I just lost my passion for it. You really didn't lose your passion. Passion is not something that is always operating at a level 10 in your life or in your body or in your soul. Passion is like gasoline to a car. So what happens when you're driving your car really fast? And let's think of driving our car really fast as like being super lit up, like that inspired action, like it's just beaming out of you and people can feel it. And time isn't a time warp. 2 hours went by and you're just working on your passion, right? What happens when you do that is you get to your destination maybe quicker, but you also run out of gas quicker. And what do you have to do? You have to stop at the gas station, refuel, fill it up because you went to E. How you fill your gas tank is, again, individual for everybody. But it's going back to what I said, looking at those four buckets, looking at, have I taken time for myself lately? Have I taken a bath? Have I read a book? Have I just had a nothing day where I don't work on business? That is refueling your tank and giving yourself that passion refuel to go ahead and get started and work it again. So anytime you're working on something and it's difficult and you're starting to get frustrated or feel any type of negative emotion, what I want you to do is stop, walk away, and go look at your buckets and go do something that you've listed in your bucket. So for me, that would be like, go take a walk. Do that for 20 minutes, come back, sit down, work on the thing again. Ooh, I'm getting frustrated. I'm working on my website and gosh, I just can't get this, you know, positioned the way I want it. I'm so frustrated. Stop. Walk away, go fill my bucket. What makes me happy? Oh, reading a book, taking a 20-minute nap. All right. So what you're doing is you're training your brain that anytime your brain experiences a negative thought or emotion, you go do something positive. And the next thing you know, those times where you're feeling frustrated and negative get fewer and far between because you're used to doing something that makes you feel good, which consistently makes that tank of your passion full.
What grounds you?
My family, my spirituality, literally being grounded with the earth. So I love being in nature. I like being outside and just hiking. And I feel as though spending time with friends and family grounds me because that's what it's all about for me. I'm a complete extrovert. So working from home as an engineer can get kind of lonely. And so I find that just doing those normal everyday things of talking to friends and family and being outside, and if I can do it all at once, it's just like the pinnacle. Always having someone to bounce ideas off of and talk to through like situations or things that I'm going through also grounds me as well.
Do you have a mentor or a coach in your business?
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of, because I'm a coach and I expect people to invest in me through coaching, I would not be able to do that wholeheartedly or in good faith if I myself wasn't constantly being coached. So I always have a coach, and sometimes I have more than one, which sounds kind of crazy, but I always have a business coach. So somebody who's a few steps ahead of me in my business, that I like her business model and what she's doing, I have that. And then I also have a deep inner work coach, which helps me with my mindset and gets me through any humps that I'm experiencing, money blocks, success blocks. And we also work on like affirmations and laws of attraction, so that the things that I want and desire and kind of put out into the universe with my energy. So not to get super woo-woo, because I do teach very hardcore business strategies, but I like to marry those both together, and it just seems to work really well for me and for my clients.
What is the most valuable thing your mentor has told you?
To practice an abundance mindset. So it just so happens that I'm a business coach, and I have a business coach. And there was this weird thing that happened. I felt as though I could not become a business coach if she was one. And she said, why not? And I said, well, then we'd be in competition and we'd be maybe fighting for the same client. She said, no, there's enough for you. There's enough for me. Someone who resonates with you might not resonate with me, and vice versa. And so, yes, there are many people who are coaches online. Yes, there's probably many business coaches who help other women start coaching businesses. But what I truly believe is that I'm attracting people into my orbit that are meant to be there. And the way that I speak and the way that I teach will attract those people to me. And there's enough for everybody to go around.
Tell us about your business.
Yeah, so Put Your Passion to Work is twofold. So I help women who, like me, need to go down that journey of self-discovery. They have this itch for something more. They're wondering, is this all there is? I'm feeling a little unfulfilled. I'm a mom, which is my highest calling, but I think I can even do more than motherhood. We're so many things as women and entrepreneurs and beings that I help women discover what that passion is. And 9 times out of 10, it is something that leads to an online business. Now, if you're like me and you do that deep dive into self and realize that you have a passion of helping others, and you have, you know, you give good advice, you're a good listener, all your friends come to you for advice, and you love helping others and you love talking to people, you might have a coach up inside you. And so I help women take that passion and transform it into their own coaching business. And we do that within 12 weeks. And my mission for those types of clients are to have their first paid clients before our end of our time working together, because that validates their offer. And it also allows them the confidence and the tool set to then grow and scale what we did together, so that one client becomes many clients.
Why did you choose group coaching as your model business?
Yes, I still do one-on-one coaching as well as group coaching, but as you guys know my story by now, I work full-time. I work 40 hours a week. The good thing is that I'm able to work from home, so I don't really have a commute. That helps a lot. But I only have so many working hours in a week to dedicate to that part of my life, because so much of it is those other buckets. It's my family, it's my kiddos, it's my friends. I love wine. I go drink wine all the time. And instead of trading dollars for hours, I realized that I could help many more women with 1 hour in a group setting than I could, you know, 1 hour per person. And so naturally my business started to scale from one-on-one to one-to-many. Now, this doesn't happen right away for all businesses or business models when it comes to coaching, but it is something that I teach as a strategy to my clients as the end result or the end game.
Where can we find your program? How can we connect with you?
Yeah, so you can go to my website. It's putyourpassiontowork.com. I love hanging out on Instagram. So if you're hanging out there too, say hi. I love new followers. I always follow back. I'm at putyourpassiontowork. And from there, you can get a link to the things we talked about today. You can sign up for the waitlist for Profitable Coaching Academy.
So, Kilan, there will be more from Michelle in a moment. If you are listening on one of the many podcasting platforms rather than my website and you are encouraged by Michelle's journey, go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for a bonus portion of the interview. The Online Success Journey is a wonderful membership community built for people searching for the path to success. We are one big clan and can be part of this community for free. Once you have joined the clan, click on part of Michelle's journey or over 200 plus other journeys that are available and learn how you can find the right path for your own online success journey. That's a wrap, clan. Remember, success is a journey. Patience and Michelle.
This is not the end of the journey. We hope you've enjoyed listening to part one and want to be sure you know there is a second part to this and every journey podcast at onlinesuccessjourney.com, filled with even more success tips, uplifting stories, and even a bit of fun. There are dozens of episodes only available to the members of the Online Success Journey clan. Check out the website and click on Join the Clan for more information. Patience would like to thank you for listening to this podcast, and she has a free audio gift for you at her website. Go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for instant access to this gift. Of course, you know that listening to the journeys of others helps each of us chart our own path, so make sure you're subscribed to be notified as each new interview is posted. There are so many ways to stay connected to the Online Success Journey and to listen in. And if you're enjoying the podcast, we appreciate your help in telling others. One of the best ways to share the benefit you get is to rate and review it at Stitcher and other sites by clicking the stars or completing the ratings form, by clicking thumbs up and leaving a comment on YouTube, or liking and sharing the podcast on social media. To review the podcast within iTunes, simply open iTunes to the podcast, click on Ratings and Reviews, then write a review. On behalf of Patience and until next time, thanks once more for listening. It is our hope that this podcast will guide you on your own online success journey.